Well, the Timberlake Playhouse getting ready for another summer season. They're going to kick things off with The Little Mermaid, and an absolute pleasure to have Ariel online with us, Anna Catherine Smith. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Hey, now, you were here last year, is that right?
I was. I played Belle in our production of Beauty and the Beast.
Now, what's it like to play two roles like that, Belle and Ariel? That's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, they're completely different princesses. The trap is to play them the same, and but that's something that I've had kind of such an honor to do, and is to play them just completely differently, because Ariel is so youthful and so young and doesn't really know what's going on in her world. It's not the world she wants to live in, whereas Belle also doesn't really want to be in her town, but she's much more mature and kind of understands what's going on, whereas Ariel doesn't really know.
You're going to be opening things on Thursday. I would imagine everything set and ready to go. The set, everybody knows their lines. You're all ready to roll?
We are ready to roll.
Now, talk again about being in Belle last year and Ariel this year. I mean, how did you end up with those roles, Anna?
Well, it was thanks to the brilliant art director, Paul Stancato. He cast me in both roles, and I'm really grateful for him. I auditioned for just a big cattle call for Summerstock, which mainly I just basically means that we, just a bunch of actors, will audition in front of a bunch of theaters, and they call us back for certain things. And so I was called back for Belle, and Paul's wife actually called me back, Lisa Finley, and he sent my video, my callback video, to Paul, and he cast me as Belle. And ever since then, I've had a good relationship with them.
Again, we're visiting with Anna Catherine Smith, getting ready for a season at the Timberlake Playhouse. Now, how originally did you end up at the Timberlake Playhouse?
So I auditioned at a big cattle call for Summerstock Theaters. So basically, a bunch of us actors got in front of a stage, and we performed two songs or a song and a monologue in front of a lot of theaters, and the theaters called us back, and luckily Timberlake was one of those theaters that called me back, and then I was cast.
Have you done any other summer theater? Has it just been Timberlake, Anna?
It's just been Timberlake so far. I'm still a student, so I'm still in college.
Okay, a student, let's find out a little bit about you. Where's home, and where are you going to school?
I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I've lived there my whole life. And I go to school in New York City at Pace University. I'm a musical theater student there.
So, cultural difference from Knoxville to New York City, what's that been like?
Yeah, it was a big culture shock for a sec there. It was so much different because Tennessee, we have these beautiful mountains and all this grass, and then you get to New York and it's just cement and huge buildings, and so and a lot of people, and so it's definitely a big culture shock, but I actually definitely kind of assimilated very easily in a couple months. So
now, growing up in Knoxville, how did theater enter your life?
Wow, okay. So I was cast when I was 12. I was cast in my voice teacher's musical he was directing. It was called Dear Good Man Charlie Brown, and I was cast as Sally Brown. And it's a little community theater show, and from the minute that I was cast and from the minute I stepped into rehearsals, I knew that this was exactly what I wanted to do. And I told my mom during the show, I said, "Mom, can I do this for the rest of my life?" And she's like, "Yes."
Now, how did you end up at the school in New York? A scholarship, or how did that come about?
Yeah, so... So I luckily got a talent scholarship, and I also got an honors college scholarship, so I was able to afford it and make it work.
Anna, how far along are you in your education?
I will be a senior.
And then after the senior year, what are your aspirations and hopes? You're in New York City.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of opportunities just from being in the city. I've already auditioned for a couple Broadway shows and kind of gotten that skill under my belt, and so my dream would be to go on with Beauty and the Beast, the revival on Broadway. So that would be a dream come true. But senior year, we do a showcase, we get agents, and then we just start.
Again, visiting with Anna Catherine Smith. She's going to be Ariel in The Little Mermaid opening this Thursday. Now, the production is actually running an extra week till Sunday, June 16th. So what's that extra week going to be like?
I'm really excited about it. I mean, Beauty and the Beast got such a huge response from the community and surrounding communities that they were like, we have to extend it another week because we have to just keep sharing this amazing production and what we have to offer with all of these people. So I'm really, really excited about it. I think it's going to be awesome.
Now, you had mentioned Paul earlier in the interview, so talk a little bit about his direction. What's it like to be under the direction of Paul Stancato?
Wow, it's truly an honor, and it's just really, really incredible to watch such a renowned director direct a piece like Little Mermaid and like Beauty and the Beast. He's also directing Into the Woods as well in our season. But he just has such a charisma, and he's just a very charming director, and he gets his work done, and he knows exactly what he wants to put on stage, and he executes it in such a fast way, which is what we need exactly here at TLP, because we put shows up within, you know, a week or 2 weeks. And so to have him here is just really, really an awesome honor.
You had kind of touched on it earlier about connections. I mean, making connections in your business going forward is going to be so key for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's incredibly key. It's really all about connections, just like any job, but more so in the entertainment industry. It's huge.
Belle and Ariel, obviously singing roles. Do you feel that's your strong point, Anna?
Yes, yeah.
And would you like to expand some of those strengths that you provide?
What did you say? Sorry.
Would you like to expand upon what your strengths are in theater?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to do a lot of roles. I'm right now I'm working on my big middle belt. So
now, what is that, a middle belt?
So it's kind of like so in terms of Little Mermaid, so I sing very much in a higher register because she requires a lot more of like a higher belt. And Belle required more of a lower belt, but she didn't she was more of like a softer kind of sound. And so kind of a middle belt is kind of like Ursula, I guess you would say.
Okay.
So if you come and see the show, that's what I'm working on, is that kind of sound.
See, I misunderstood. My background is more in sports, and I thought you were talking about, you know, boxing, that you were going to get a belt.
No. All singing.
Okay. Now, are we going to see you on the stage in any other productions this summer?
Yes, I will be in Into the Woods, Mamma Mia, and Man of La Mancha.
Okay, looking forward to that, I would imagine. And then, of course, returning back to school. And one final question, and again, thank you so much for your time. This experience that you have received at Timberlake, how is that beneficial when you do go back to classes?
It's incredibly beneficial. I mean, it's kind of the reason that I wanted to come back so badly. You learn a lot by doing, and you're doing so much here, and you're learning so much about theater and about the business of theater and putting up a show so quickly. And so I'm able to take all of these skills and bring them back into shows that I do at school, and honestly shows outside of the program and professional jobs that I may receive outside of it all. And so the skills that I have obtained here and are continuing to obtain here will absolutely benefit me.
Well, I enjoyed you in Beauty and the Beast as Belle. I'm looking forward to seeing you as Ariel in The Little Mermaid. And again, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.